Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome, folks. It is the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number to call. If you'd like to get on board, the call is free. The advice, priceless on this program, 844-729-7469. Emails, which we will, I promise, get to. Gotten a lot in, raylucia.com. James Stewart is in the house. Jim, we've had a lot of people say, I've already maxed out my 401k. Now what do I do? So maybe we'll get a chance to discuss that coming up this hour.
And that doesn't really come up very much. People don't know how to address that.
And then required minimum distributions. But we start today with things IRA owners must know. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Program, bringing you the best and money information. Glad to have everybody on board. First of all, do you even know what IRA stands for? A lot of people have no idea. It's an individual retirement account. Not to be confused with a company retirement plan. They are different. And in fact, companies that install simple IRAs, by the way, they're not so simple after all. But simple IRAs are still company-sponsored plans. But after you've been in a simple plan for 2 years, it is simply a regular old IRA. So we'll go through some of the things that you should know. First of all, and very importantly, everything we're going to talk about today and a million times more can be found in publication 590. So get familiar with Pub 590. It'll tell you everything you need to know. But IRAs have somewhat of a unique and some would argue complex tax rules. I don't see them as complex necessarily, but they are different. For example, money that goes into an IRA may or may not be income tax deductible. Talk more about that in a second. Money that grows inside of an IRA grows on a tax deferred basis. Money that comes out of an IRA is subject to regular ordinary income tax, but it is not subject to the Obamacare 3.8% tax. So money in, maybe deductible, maybe not. Money out, if it is from non-deductible sources, then there's a proration. In other words, if you have $10,000 of non-deductible money in a traditional IRA and $90,000 of earnings and pre-tax contributions in an IRA, and you take $1,000 out, then $900 will be taxable and 100 will be tax-free because of the proration. Very important that you understand that, because you cannot segregate between pre- and post-tax money. It's all one big, huge, happy IRA with basis, and you have to prorate. IRAs cannot be gifted or transferred. We had this as an email question last week. Can I transfer or gift my IRA to a child or grandchild? Answer, no, you cannot. It is in your name. Now, to a spouse, the answer is you don't need to gift it, because the spouse, upon your death, can just roll it over into his or her IRA. But during both of your lives, you cannot transfer to a spouse. Only transfers upon death to a spouse do not trigger an income tax. Now, distribution rules. Okay. There, and I'm going to talk more about required minimum distributions in a bit. But your IRA allows you to take money out at age 59 and a half without penalty. Anytime after you turn age 59 and a half, the money can be withdrawn. And it really is 59 and a half. It's not like I'm going to turn 59 and a half this year and I'll take the money out in January. They could go back and look at that and say, no, you were 59 and 3 months, et cetera, et cetera. So once you're 59 and a half, you can take money out without having to pay a penalty. If you take it out before age 59 and a half, there is a federal penalty tax of 10%. And if you're in a state like California, the state penalty tax might apply as well. Here in California, it's 2.5%. In addition to that, you'll have to pay your federal and state regular tax. So people that cash out early of an IRA, they really get taxed through the nose. So you need to understand that. Now, there are ways to get around the penalties. I mean, there are several ways you can take money out. For example, if your health insurance costs exceed 10% of your AGI, if you're disabled, death, et cetera, et cetera. But by and large, if you're using the money for anything other than those exceptions, you will pay a penalty. Unless, that's why I say these are so complicated, unless you take out what are called substantially equal payments over your life expectancy. What do I mean by that? We call this in the biz a 72T election, because under code section 72T, as long as you can take basically an annuitized payment out of your IRA for a minimum of 5 years or age 59 and a half, whichever is the longer of the two, then you can avoid the penalty. Remember, Jim, we've talked about how individuals can buy a new home, upgrade their home, buy a rental property, supplement their income if they have a big IRA, even if they're under 59 and a half, but they have to go through the calculations, and it is sophisticated, of the 72T.
Exactly.
So basically, how does that work? Well, you have to look at your life expectancy. So you go to the Pub 590, and you look at your life expectancy at the age that you are right now, and then you calculate the interest rate by looking at what is called the applicable federal rate, and you get to use 120% of the midterm applicable federal rate. See how technical this gets? And you apply that to some annuity table, and as long as you take that amount out every single year for 5 years or until you reach age 59 and a half, whichever is longer, then you get to avoid paying the penalty. If you blow that, then there's retroactive penalties that you have to pay. So you got to be very, very careful with that. Again, age 70 and a half is when you must take required minimum distributions. Now, required minimum distributions can be gifted once you're age 70 and a half, up to $100,000, as long as it goes directly to charity. Other things you should know about IRAs. For the most part, they are creditor protected. Depends on the state, but usually it's up to $1 million, $1.2 million, somewhere in that ballpark. But creditors usually can't get to your IRA money. That's important if you're in a risky profession and you could get sued. The other thing is, if you name a beneficiary on an IRA, the IRA proceeds will not be subject to probate. And probate can be a very lengthy and frankly costly process. Back when I was an advisor, I had people die. And they died without wills and without beneficiary designations. And it's a real pain. But if you name an individual as a beneficiary, and you should always also name a contingent or secondary beneficiary, then there will be no probate on that particular asset. And for those that are, you know, uber rich, IRAs may be double taxed. There may be both an estate tax and an income tax on IRA money. So that's what you need to know about IRAs. Required minimum distributions next.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. If you want to shoot me an email, that is. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We're talking about IRAs today, and you can't talk about IRAs unless you cover the required minimum distributions. Now, we've already missed a target date for that. If you turned age 70 and a half last year, you missed the April 1 deadline. But let me go through some things that you'll need to know about RMDs, or required minimum distributions. First, Roth IRAs, they have nothing to do with this discussion. So take them off the table. One of the great things about the Roth IRA is there are no required minimum distributions. Now, there was some talk that the Trump plan was going to eliminate all pre-tax contributions to 401k plans, make them all Rothitized, but that obviously didn't make the cut. So you don't have to worry about that. But Roth's not subject to RMDs. So all other IRAs, non-Roth, will fall into the category of needing to take a required minimum distribution, which the RMD must be taken in the year you turn age 70 and a half. So if you're already 70 and a half, you've got to take a required minimum distribution this year. Now, if you turn age 70 and a half sometime after mid-year, let's say July something or later, then they give you a stay of execution, I call it, where you can actually postpone your 2017 required minimum distribution until when? Until April 1, 2018. So if you turn 70 and a half this year, you must pay a required minimum distribution out of your IRAs. If in fact you miss it for whatever reason, you can take it, but it's got to be before April 1 or by April 1 of the following year. Miss it and you'll pay penalties. Okay, got that? So that's required minimum distributions. Now, the RMD rules apply to all employer-sponsored plans. So now, take IRAs off the table for just a minute, because I'm going to get to those. But if you have a 401k, a 403b, or a 457 plan, or maybe you have all of the above, maybe you've got four 401ks from four previous employers, every one of those employer-sponsored plans must do their own, or you must do your own, independent calculation and take a required minimum distribution from all of them, independent of one another. Those are from qualified plans. From IRAs, it is different. you have to do your calculation based on the aggregate of all of your IRAs, both pre- and post-tax money. See, it's all still an IRA. Now, you can take the required minimum distribution from any one or more of them. So you don't have to take them all individually. But the calculation is done based on all of them. Got that? All right, next. You have to calculate, I think I said you have to calculate IRAs separately, but you can take the income from one. So let's move on. You're the one holding the bag, by the way, if your calculation's off. It is your responsibility. It's not your broker's. It's not the trust company. It's yours. Now, I'm sure trust companies have been sued and brokers have been sued for missing a target date, but this stuff used to drive me crazy because people would postpone until the last week of the year. And they go, oh, I got to take my RMD. And maybe I'm in Hawaii and they can't get a hold of me. It's on you. So make sure that you understand the rules and what the penalties are if you don't get the money out. Because the penalty is pretty darn expensive. What is it? 10%? No. 20%? No. 50%. That's the penalty for not taking the required amounts out of your IRA in the year in which they are required. So if you miss it by that much, you miss it by a lot. It's a 50% penalty. Now, that could be real money. You know, some people, Jim, have $1 million, $2 million IRAs.
That's right.
There is a way to get the penalty waived. For whatever reason, the IRS has gotten a tad bit kinder and gentler. You've got to file form 5329. And that's the form that said the dog ate your homework, or you can pawn the blame off on somebody else. You'll have to show proof. Negligence is not proof. If there was a legitimate reason why the broker screwed up, or there was, you know, an honest mistake, you may be able to get it waived. And then finally, the tax treatment on your required minimum distributions is always ordinary income. Now, as I mentioned before, if there is basis in your IRA, that is post-tax contributions, there must be a proration between the pre- and post-tax money. So if you've got 100 grand, as I said, and 10,000 of it was non-deductible contributions, and 90,000 came from deductible contributions and earnings, you can't just take the post-tax money out and convert it to a Roth. But there is a way that you may be able to segregate that money. Here's how. Before you retire, you have a 401k plan. You roll your pre-tax money, in the example I just gave you, the 90,000 of pre-tax money, into the company 401k plan, leaving naked just the 10,000 in post-tax contributions. Once you have done that is to say, get rid of all of the pre-tax money and all you have is post-tax money, then you can convert that post-tax money to a Roth IRA, and it's now out of the required minimum distribution calculation. So we've talked about IRAs and we've talked about RMDs. When we come back from the break, where else can you put money if, in fact, you've already maxed out on your 401k? That's next, right here on The Ray-Lew Shields Show.
Great story. Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
have too much to dream last night? I know Jim probably had too much to drink last night. But too much to dream. I don't even dream anymore. Do you dream at night?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they good ones?
Every once in a while. They get fewer and fewer, though.
If I do dream, it's usually back in my old football days, you know, or my music days, where I'm now, you know, I'm Fran Tarkenton, or I'm, you know, Paul McCartney or whatever. But then I wake up and I look in the mirror and I'm just
Oops.
Me.
Yeah. Well, that was good while it lasted.
We've been talking about required minimum distributions and certainly IRA, stuff that you do need to know. But I do get this question a lot. And God bless you if you are so well off that you're maxing out your 401k plan and have more money that you can put away somewhere. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what else you can do. Now, the best, and I mentioned this last hour, and I cannot emphasize this enough, in particular for self-employed, because you get to control this. The health savings accounts, which for whatever reason, the Obama administration kind of dissed in some respects, but they're back alive and well under the Trump administration. Not that they went away, it's just Obamacare sort of took their place, if you will. I think the health savings account is by far the best retirement plan you can put your money into. Caveat being that you will have some retirement expenses, some healthcare expenses in retirement. But even if you don't, there's not much difference between a health savings account and a 401k. The big difference is age 65 versus 59 and a half. That's the only real difference. Money goes in pre-tax, it comes out taxable if you use it for retirement spending. But if that retirement spending goes to pay for prescriptions, if it goes to pay for long-term care insurance premiums, if it goes to pay for doctor visits, for co-pays, for whatever, health care, it's all out tax-free. Now remember, you can't deduct health care costs unless they exceed 10% of your adjusted gross income. You got to have a lot of health care costs to get a penny in deduction. This is why I am absolutely convinced that everybody that can do an HSA ought to do an HSA. The other thing the health savings account will do, and Jim, you and I have talked about this before, when you walk into the doctor's office and you say, I don't have a traditional health insurance policy, I have an HSA, and I will pay cash for this procedure or that procedure. When I have done that, I've gotten a substantial discount.
That's right. Because most of the time, the physician or the medical facility is dealing with a capitated rate that they would have been paid by the insurance company. For instance, my air ambulance bill was $38,000.
Yeah, mine was $34,000.
and the insurance company paid them $6,400.
Really? Really? Yeah, so the health savings account, it is the unsung hero of retirement plan investments. So if you've got spare cash and you've maxed out your 401k and your company offers you an HSA, in doing research on health savings accounts, most people are not funding them. They're not putting the maximum amount in. They're putting the minimum amount in. Folks, it's not really helping you that much. If all you're doing is putting money in and paying the healthcare expense and not accumulating it for the future, do you know what one of the strategies is? And I think it's one of the best strategies. Put the money in to the health savings account and don't take the money out right now for your health care expenses. Pay them out of pocket. But don't throw away the receipts. Get a shoebox and put all of those receipts for prescriptions, for medication, for whatever it is that is health care related, that low-dose Bayer aspirin that you take every day for your heart. Do you take one of those every day?
81 mils.
81 mils. Me too. I take one every day. Keep the receipts. Because when you ultimately retire and you would like to get your hands on some tax-free cash and you don't have money in a Roth IRA, stop. You do. You have money in a health savings account and you can get reimbursed for 20 years worth of those expenses. Did you know that? Yes, you can. So the health savings account is really fabulous. And in 2017, a family, I think can contribute as much as $13,000. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big number, $13,100. Another key factor of the HSA is if you have one through your employer, that money is portable. You can go from one company to the next. I had one years ago. I don't now. But I had one years ago, and it still has money on a little credit card that they gave me. So I know I've got tax-free money anytime I want because my wife keeps all of these, you know, prescriptions, and she buys a whole bunch of drugs, some of which are eligible. Some of the holistic stuff I'm not so sure would qualify. Anyway, so that's one of the things you can do with spare cash. Another thing you can do is you can fund an IRA. Oh, but I make too much money. That's not true. That's not true. Everybody can fund an IRA. Not everybody can deduct an IRA. So if you put money in to an IRA that is not deductible, remember there's basis. I just told you about that. So the idea would be to do all this roll-in stuff of your pre-tax money and then start doing backdoor Roth conversions. Fund a traditional IRA, flip it to a Roth. Fund a traditional IRA, flip it to a Roth. You know, we're talking about, you know what, $6,500 or whatever that you can put in if you're over the age of 50 times two is another $13,000. You start adding this stuff up, and you can really, really put a lot of money away. Now, I started last hour talking about self-employed and how it would appear under the Trump tax plan, the self-employeds are really going to get a kick in the pants in a good way to get them to save money. Because now we're going to have a lower tax rate on the ordinary income side. You get to put your own health savings account away. You can put in your own company 401k plan and roll in all of your pre-tax money so that you can do backdoor Roth conversions. I mean, the self-employed, finally, are we going to have these kinds of breaks for the small business owner? I think it's fantastic. And then finally, and what is rarely talked about, I talked about it on this program because I have studied it, but what is rarely discussed, especially for individuals from, say, 35 to 50, is utilizing a life insurance policy as a means of tax-free saving with tax-free capabilities for retirement income. And, oh, by the way, if you get hit by a bus, your family is taken care of. Oh, by the way, if you need long-term care, you can accelerate the death benefit. Oh, by the way, if you become disabled, you can have a self-completing feature on it so that you don't have to pay for the costs anymore of said benefits. And, man, the press has beaten up on those types of policies. But when you do the math, and I have done it, for certain individuals, now it's not going to work for Stuart or me because we're too old to really derive a lot of the living benefits, if you will. So for us, it's more of an asset transfer upon death. But if you're 35 years old and you're making bank, you're making a bunch of money, this is something that you should consider. Now, which order? whether it's 401k, whether it's HSA, whether it's backdoor Roth IRA, whether it's life insurance, index life, whole life, whatever, universal life, that must be reviewed and discussed with your financial advisor. But if you want the academic research that has been done on all of the above, then shoot me a very specific email, and if I have it, I'll send it to you. 844 Ray Show emails coming up in a bit. Make sure you stick around for the email segment. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. We'll be back.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Hey, Mom. I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP.
We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. So Curtis on the music today, he goes from dark rock and roll. I know where you're getting these stupid songs to Bobby Sherman. I mean, seriously? Bubblegum? There you go. Thank you very much, Curtis. He's the man. Okay, we've got emails coming up, but, you know, I do this stuff off the top of my head, and Jim Stewart is here for a number of different reasons, not the least of which is to make sure if there are things that need to be clarified, you clarify them. What have I messed up on?
Well, you didn't mess up, but HSA, essentially, it's $65.50, but if you're over 55, you have a $1,000 bump. So you really have $75.50, or about $15,100 per family for HSA.
That you can
max.
Put into an HSA.
Right.
Okay, and so I missed the increase at 55.
Right.
Okay, good point. But that's still $15,000 a year. Imagine if you did that for the next 20 years. You've got $300,000 plus growth. Some of these HSAs will allow you, once you get a nominal amount set aside in cash or savings, to put the money in the market. You can invest that HSA money. So it truly is better than a 401k. It's no worse because the money comes out taxable if you use it for other than healthcare. But most of us, as we've learned from Fidelity, you're going to spend $200,000-$400,000 post-retirement for healthcare expenses.
And if you don't spend it all as an individual, prior to passing away, that HSA account can pass to your spouse, and the spouse can use it as an HSA.
Tax-free money.
Tax-free money.
Okay, that's
and
good.
And the other
you.
Thing is, we get a lot of questions about this 70 and a half. How do I calculate that?
Yeah,
so
yes.
Essentially, it's months. So if you were born after July 1st, you're not 70 and a half in this year. So if I'm 70, if I was born July 1st of this year, I don't turn 70 and a half until 2018, and theoretically I can postpone my first payment until April 1st of 2019.
Good point. Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. There's Jim Stewart making sure that we are clarifying all this stuff, but it's so true that and obviously if you postpone until 2019, what a lot of people don't realize is this postponement thing is really a cool idea because you're probably working at some point through that, you know, that first of the year in which you turn age 70 and a half. And so you've got your work income and you got your Social Security income and all these other incomes, and you have a required minimum distribution. But if your work income goes away, remember, you only have to take a required minimum distribution. Your age 70 and a half percentage amount is about 3.65%. So if you have $500,000, you got to take like 16, 17 grand out. That's not going to probably catapult you into a higher tax bracket. But if you add 16, 17 grand onto your work, you know, if you work the full 12 months, well, now that money could be taxed at 25, 28, 33, 39, whatever percent. So the timing is absolutely important on when you take it. You just got to make sure you take it.
Exactly. That 50% penalty, I would not be able to sleep at night if that happened.
Well, like I said, the IRS is getting a little kinder and gentler on the 50% penalty, but I don't know anyone that's gone to them. I'm sure there are people that have because that came in after I was already retired from the business, so I don't really have people that that would do that. But I will tell you that I've seen people back in the day that were stung by a 50% penalty, and a lot of people that I worked with had IRAs that were $500,000, a million, million and a half. And that 50% is not $562. It could be $5,000, it could be $10,000, it could be $20,000. So just be careful.
And the penalty is not deductible.
And it's not income tax deductible. Okay, fellas, let's hit it. All right, we have Henri, we'll call him Henry for short. Are you worried that inflation will affect the standard 4% withdrawal rule? You know, Henry, I'm more worried that deflation will affect the 4% standard withdrawal rule. First off, what is the 4% rule? Back in the 1990s, I think it was 94, a financial planner by the name of Bill Benjamin did all of this research, and he determined that if you wanted a 30-year inflation-adjusted spending through retirement, your likelihood of running out of money was nil, not necessarily nil, but very low, if you only withdrew 4%. Now, that rule has been somewhat debunked in the recent past by Fowle, Fink, and others. I'm trying to think of Dave Blanchett, other researchers who have said, well, hold the phone. When Benjamin did all of that work, it was in a time when bonds were, you know, averaging 5%. Bonds today, government bonds, if you're lucky, you get 2 or 3. So when they went back in and said, well, if bonds come back to their normalcy, a 4 or 5% return, and if stocks perform the way stocks normally perform, based on the Shiller PE of 25, 26, wherever it is right now, that portends poor stock market performance, then really the withdrawal rate, the safe max as it's called, is like 3%. So now I can see where Henry is all wigged out about this. Answer, Henry, if we have moderate inflation, then the stock market is still likely to do okay. Bond interest rates will come up, so it'll temporarily hurt bonds, but in the long run, not so much. What I suggest you do, as I have suggested so many times, is you have to have a fear of inflation, but you must also have a fear of deflation and recession. And so talk to your financial advisor about putting your investments on a barbell and equally weight them amongst those investments that will perform in a deflationary environment, those investments that will perform in an inflationary environment, and those investments that will perform in a Goldilocks environment, the likes of which we have seen recently. And if you do that, then you won't just worry about inflation, you won't just worry about deflation, you won't just worry about Goldilocks, you won't just worry, because you will have had the problem solved with a nice diversified portfolio. I am out of time. Thelma and Louise, well, at least Thelma, has a get there from here question. I'll have to take that on in the next show. So make sure you tune in to the Ray Lucia Show. And remember, if you need me, please send me an email, raylucia.com, RayLucia.com. Simply click on the Ask Ray button. Now go out and make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.